to Jessica Buchholz for all of her planning. And we had some great volunteers, the Emporia Main Street Board of Directors, and I know Kiwanis came out in support, and we had ESU students and Scott and Marn Oliver, and then Public Works and Facilities Management, Schumann Electric. There's just a ton of people that make this six-block, 160-vendor, thousands of people showing up event happen. And it's fantastic to see all of those people come to, together and volunteer to do something fantastic for the community. And because we got a little rain, people that were trying to park weren't confused by all of our chalk marks later today. So that was great. We had to close down about an hour and a half early, but we've already had, I think, 50 vendors lined up for next year. And we have kind of an opening period till the end of the week. So we expect even more, and people were really happy. So we're looking forward to next year's Great American Market, always the second Saturday of September, so I believe that's September 9th. There's all sorts of different things that are coming up. We have the Rural Rise conference that's coming up at the end of the month, and then on that Thursday night, the 29th, we'll have Bluegrass and Blues on 4th Avenue, so a beer garden and some food trucks and some entertainment by the Haymakers. On 4th Avenue.
They're awesome, man. They're awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great. 5:30 to 9, it's a free activity, so come out as community members, and you'll get to meet all sorts of people from economic development all over the United States. We have a Kansas Main Street conference that's right after that in mid-October. The Start Your Own Business class. We have people that are signing up all over the place that are coming to that class, which has helped start up or expand over 100 businesses regionally. That first class is October 10th, and it runs Mondays and Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. Through mid-November. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information on that. The end of October, we have three events simultaneously, because why not?
Your Main Street, why not?
Exactly. Just rip that Band-Aid off. But there's Trick or Treat, of course, that's huge. Day of the Dead activities. We're working with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow to get that information up online for booth vendors, which, even though it's not technically a Main Street event, my daughter never ceases to tell me that that's her favorite event.
Yeah.
And then we have Homecoming for ESU that's happening at the same time. Veterans banners should be going up in mid to late October, so we're excited for that. And there's all sorts of other development activities that are happening at Main Street. And Ron, I have to say, I really enjoyed your speech at the Ewing funeral yesterday. I know you and Sharon were close, and you had some great stories, and we're all going to miss Sharon, and we're all thinking of her family right now. She was a great downtown merchant, just fantastic for the community. But you did a wonderful job, and we appreciate the kind words.
Well, thanks, Casey, and I appreciate you saying that. And don't forget Freedom Fest too. Casey is knocking at the door here.
The start of November. Come on. We've got to get through a month, right?
That's right. Well, Casey, great job in the market. Awesome events, and just another awesome event from Emporia Main Street. Good work. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us every other Tuesday morning here. Not Wednesday morning, I should say. It's not Tuesday, is it, Chuck? Please, let's not back up a day, right?
Don't ask me at this point in time what day of the week it is.
Don't go in reverse. 656, 63 degrees. Stay tuned. Greg Ray Sports next.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires. The Geolander 8.